Hey, everybody. Welcome to the All Over Overland podcast. My name is Michael, and on this episode, we're replaying a live radio show that we had with Zach with Midland Radios. So stay tuned. Check it out. Lee and I give each other a bunch of crap. In fact, I play kind of a funny joke on him. But anyway, yeah. Enjoy. April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Make sure you mark it on your calendar to join me and Lee and, well, really everybody else in Springfield, Missouri for More Expo. Check it out at www.moreexpo.com. Tickets available now. I am getting so many compliments from the tattoo work that I got done by Josh with Tornado Tattoo in Oklahoma City. Make sure you check them out, www.tornadotattoo.com. Here's a quick shout out to a couple brands that I love. Quick Pitch North America. Make sure you check them out. I really, really like the tint. It's a wedge style. I feel safe. It's, you know, the hard shell. It's easy to set up. I just love it. The other thing that I really love is the Mountain Hatch table that goes on the tailgate table. This thing is a game changer. It has changed a lot of the way I live around the back of my pickup truck. Make sure you check them out. Christmas is coming up. They make great gifts.
I don't know what's happened, but something's happened. I don't know where Michael's at, but hey, I'm here. I guess, and Michael's hosting this tonight, so I'm not even sure what happened. But hey, whoever that is that just sent the message. So we're supposed to have Midland on tonight, and I was actually going to be late getting here. Probably. Because of my daughter has a bad case of the allergies and my wife's working. She's doing conference calls with Malaysia and Dubai and all these different places. So anyway, hope everybody's well. So since Michael's not here and doing the show, I guess I'll do the show, right? I don't know where he's at, but anyway, yeah. Levi, like a deer in the headlights. Hey, Mark. So anyway, hey, so before we get the show started, let's talk about our sponsors real quick. I'd like to send out a special thanks to the More Expo. Man, you got to get your tickets. They're on sale now. It's in April, and I suck because I'm terrible with dates, but go to moreexpo.com. It is badass. It is a blast, and Chris is adding all these new vendors like every few days, man. There's like a new exhibitor, and there's new ones that have never been to the More Expo. So it's even more exciting. So be sure to go check out. Yeah, do the show. I'm trying. So be sure to go and check that out. So moreexpo.com, get your tickets. And then also I'd like to thank Chad at Overland Attic. Which, by the way, here's a good reminder. If you're not doing anything this weekend, you need to get to their open house on Saturday. And after the open house, there's going to be a trail ride and a camp out. Now, unfortunately for me, I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be driving to Utah to spend Thanksgiving with my kid, my oldest daughter, her husband, and grandbaby. So I'll be out in Utah riding the trail. But go check out the Overland Attic Facebook page. Make sure you RSVP with him. He did just get some of those new Russian diesel heaters. Now, they're not the ones that are It's a Russian diesel heater, but the company's out of Canada that makes them, and they put them in this little self-contained kit. They're just cool as hell. So a big shout out to Mark Bruce, who's listening to us from down the Down Under guy. Mark's an amazing dude. And I got to tell you, if you have a question about 12 volt power systems and it involves solar or DC to DC charging or anything, he's like a genius. I won't even go as far as he's not even a guru. He skips all that, goes straight to genius. So, hey, Mark, thanks for joining us on the show tonight. I don't know who else is in the show. So, I can't tell because Michael actually sent the link to me and he's supposed to be in here and I don't know what the hell he's at. So anyway, so I guess we'll do. So Michael's not here and our guest isn't here and we're supposed to have Midland on tonight. Midland Radios. Wait,
dude, I have been cracking myself up.
I know what you were doing to me.
Oh my gosh.
You threw me in there.
That is exactly the best radio ever.
I knew what you'd do. I kept thinking to myself, that mother.
We didn't have time. Usually we have a pre-show thing that we do.
Yeah, no kidding.
We get on about 30 minutes early, but your wonderful, sweet little daughter's not feeling good. And I hope that she feels good soon. But oh my gosh, that was funny.
We didn't even have a chance to talk. And I thought,
you know, well, because I went live whenever you actually came into the StreamYard stream. You know, I had already pushed the live button because I was going to go live about 2 minutes before 8 so that all the notifications could go out before I started talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And So that happened.
We didn't even get a chance to talk. And I thought to myself about 10 seconds into it, it just hit me in the back of my mind. I said, that son of a bitch is sitting there watching me. This is my pre-show thing I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, when you came on, I was like, that's perfect. I'll just throw Lee out there.
Yeah, let him sink or swim.
You're way better at remembering to give the sponsors a shout out. I do it during the show when I can, but you do it great at the beginning. So,
I can't tell who all these people are. It just says Facebook user. Why is it you're hosting the show?
Yeah, that's weird. I know. I don't know, but they're funny as hell. I know Jeep Wave is a dork. That's Michael Gonzalez. I know that sure.
Yep. Mark was giving us the thumbs up.
See, but Mark's on Facebook and he's on there.
Yeah, Levi's on there too, man.
Yeah.
Looks like I know.
Be better. I'm just saying out there. Be better.
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Nah, we love all stupid every one of you. Let's see. Ashley knows how to do it.
Yeah. Cindy.
Cindy.
Ashley.
She's one of those.
Ashley just posted in Instagram. I guess they got some new Garmin products.
And oh, nice.
They got like the Phoenix 6 Solar, I think, and then the InReach Mini and something else. I'm like, dang, it's like Christmas come early at their house.
Hey, there is something that hit me today whenever I got home. I got from the truck, went inside, and then I stepped back outside.
Yeah.
And it had, do you ever go outside sometimes and get that, the smell, the temperature, the humidity, like everything in the air is perfect that it takes you to a different time in your life? Has that ever happened? That happened to me tonight. I walked out, put some trash in the trash can.
You were on the Enchanted Rocky
Trail. I was transported to the house that I bought whenever I was in my early 20s, walking down the driveway to the detached garage. There was something about the air and the smell and everything that took me right back there.
Damn. All right. Now I haven't had that happen. I thought you were going to tell me it took you back to the Enchanted Rockies. Hey, there's our buddy, Justin from 23.
Yeah.
Big shout out to him.
And we got a shout out to Switchback Safety.
I got to tell you, the 23-0. Okay, we play the commercial of Justin with that canvas blanket.
Yeah.
I freaking love that thing.
The canvas one?
Hell yeah, man. I bought it from
I need to get one.
CB at the Rendezvous. And I was like, he was already packing up. I'm like, hey, I need another blanket. I want one of those 23-0 blankets. I knew I didn't want the down one. I like that big, heavier
material.
Yeah,
I want the heavier one.
Man, I put that thing up in the top of that Alu Cav, and I'm telling you what, just toasty warm. Damn, I like
this weekend.
No, I wanted to.
I don't think you're going to make it.
I got to leave. What's today?
Tuesday. Right?
Yeah, we do this show.
We do this on Tuesdays.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I got to leave this Friday and go to Salt Lake.
Yeah, I also have news.
What? Where are you going?
I'm not going to Chad's.
What?
So Molly and her mom are going to Texas for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get Molly the first half of Thanksgiving break.
Got it.
And my family has decided, since Molly's going to be gone and, you know, not at home, she's going to be on a beach somewhere, which tough, you know. That they wanted to do Thanksgiving dinner or something for her while she's here. So I'm going to do that over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That was the dinner thing was sprung on me.
Man, Chad, yesterday. We're letting Chad down.
Dude, I feel bad. I want to go. It's just,
but
dude, it's Thanksgiving week.
There is a pretty cool little tidbit of info from 23-0. What's, so as much as I like that canvas blanket, and I'm telling you guys, if you want a good blanket, if you want a great blanket, go get it. But apparently we're hearing it here first. Justin has just told us that there's a sleeping bag version of that inbound right now.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's made for big boys like me and Michael.
Man.
That's always,
I need one big enough for two people. And just for me. Just for, yeah. What? No, just for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
I want to be able to.
That's good news right there. That's great news.
No, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, Levi said, speaking of Alu Cab,
they're going to be an Alu Cab dealer soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
So things are moving along for our buddies. And
yeah, I'm glad to see it too. I think
it's just totally awesome.
Oh, queen size.
Queen size sleeping bag.
Hell to the
That's
yes.
from Justin at 23-0. Queen size sleeping bag.
Justin, we got to make a video of that. Hopefully you got one of them out there when I come to Salt Lake. We got to shoot a video of it real quick.
That deserves a mandatory whiskey shot.
Rum and Coke tonight.
Right on. Right on. Anyway, I was taken back to that place at my old house. And it just reminded me about camping because, you know, the smells, all that stuff when you go outside. It just made me think of all the different smells of places that I'd been. And that may sound weird, but that's just where my head went.
Levi's like, sign me up, Justin.
Yeah.
I guess he's ready to get some in. Hey, if it's queen size and it's just like the blanket, I'm probably going to jump on that train too. I'm not going to lie. I'll put
$20,000.
I hope not. I'll put the one I have now on top of the sleeping bag and I'll get in the sleeping bag. So I'll be covered up good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that'd be perfect. That would be perfect. Yeah,
man, I hate you're going to miss Chad's thing, but I understand with the family. I mean, that family's first always.
Yeah.
So,
if it wasn't, I kind of was not thinking that I was going to have her this weekend. So it was going to be like the perfect, you know, go up there, be able to just to chill out with the boys.
Yeah.
Cut loose a little.
Do the trail, do the camp, come home.
Do all that stuff. So, it's just kind of a bummer.
So I'm thinking about it. Since Levi's in here posting and we can just dog on him for a little bit. Those of you that don't know, Levi is one of the co-owners of the Overland Essentials in Kansas City.
Ford owner.
And we're going to take his man card because he bought him a Ford Ranger.
He bought a Ford.
Oh, damn. Okay,
Jeffrey, don't get too excited. We are waiting for Zach. His flight was delayed, and at close to 8 o'clock, he was just taxiing. So he's still got to get to the hotel.
This is no different than ordering and then having a Midland product. They suck too.
Dude, I just knew right when he was like, "I'm going to be late." I was like, "Oh, the fucking shit show is."
Yeah, boy. Hey, nobody's safe. Yeah, I'm not.
You better get woke. some bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead.
Danger Ranger. Yeah. You're going to think that rolling down the damn hill.
Lee is not a fan of Midland. Now, I don't hate Midland, but I'm just not a fan of Midland.
You just had some back-to-back issues.
I've had nothing but bad luck.
Yeah. Well, especially back-to-back not too long ago.
Yeah, that's all right. Shit happens.
Dude,
what else is new?
There's a lot of stuff I need to tell you, but I can't say it on here.
Oh, look, the other half of the Overland Essentials is on. Now, this guy bought a Ford, too, but he at least bought the Bronco. And he's going to put the Ursa Minor on it. Levi,
man,
on the other
I don't know.
Hand,
I'll fire shots. I saw another one of them that were pigeon-toed. I saw another one.
Well, I mean, at least he didn't buy a Ford Ranger. I mean, for crying out loud, now Levi's going to have to – I mean, somebody's going to take his man card, and he's probably going to wear lace on his drawers going forward.
Pigeon-toed. And we then still love I think him anyway. I saw another picture that had, like, different shots of, like, I lost count at 500 million of these Ford Broncos pigeon-toed.
No, I haven't seen but one. So no, Chad's in the house. Yeah. Yep. Hey, that's the man. If, like I said earlier in the beginning when Michael hung me out there, make sure you go to Chad's Facebook page and RSVP for his open house this weekend.
Yeah, I really wish I could go.
Skip, I don't know when the next camping trip is, to be honest with you. I'm not sure what the hell I'm going to do next week other than drive. So
how long are you going to be gone?
I'm leaving Friday and I'll be back the following Sunday. So
leaving what, Friday back the following. You... And yeah. I mean, are you hoteling it? What are you doing? Flying? What's going on?
No, we're driving, but we're driving straight through to go out there. And then on the way back, I think we're going to stop in Creed, Colorado at an Airbnb and, break it up.
I feel like I was supposed to listen to you that whole time you were talking, and yeah, I told you was just reading
that's
the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, not going to get to hang with Lee or Michael. I know, Chad. I know. I at least told you a long time in advance. Michael just waits till the weekend before.
Wow.
How'd that bus feel?
Wow. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Here, let me back up over you again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was pretty rough. Hey, Levi, I think that a Ranger with an alley cab would look okay. In fact, there's a guy running around this part of town that has a silver one with a soft topper on it. Maybe a snorkel. He's got a little bit of a lift, at least 32s on it.
Ooh,
it doesn't look half bad.
Okay, let's take a poll. Or not a poll. Let me just ask this question.
No, it's got to be a poll.
No, it's got to be a question here. So for those of you that watch any of the media from SEMA, the Bronco was everywhere.
You were going to go with that.
Yeah, the Bronco was everywhere. Like last year, the Gladiator was everywhere. So for this year's More Expo in April, are we going to be overrun with Broncos?
No.
I don't think so.
There's not any out there. There's like three driving around.
Oh, here's one. Did you see the new video that Matt posted where he did the walk around the big Earth Cruiser? Now, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I just saw it. And there was a comment where his wife said that she wanted one. He comments back. This is funny now. And I got to go.
Matt.
Yeah.
Purple Matt.
Yeah, McClellan. Okay. So he comments back, said that she'd come closer to getting that Earth Cruiser than a Ford Bronco. Now, my response to that is this. The only reason he wouldn't let her have a Ford Bronco is, one, it probably won't squeak as much as his Jeep, and it probably won't break down as much as the Jeep.
Man,
that's the only reason.
All with the hate. All with the hate.
So he's going to keep her from getting a Ford Bronco because he's afraid that, I think, hers is going to not make as much noise on the trail and will probably go further and longer.
Jeez.
I'm totally kidding, y'all. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's anyway. Probably nothing to do with they're a big Jeep family.
Yeah. No kidding.
So it has nothing to do with that.
No. I'm nah. just,
I thought it was funny. Last four vehicles I've known that they've had are Jeeps.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny that he said that she'd come closer to getting that, you know, $100,000 plus or $200,000 Earth Cruiser than a Ford
Dude,
Bronco.
Talk about blowing up. Their damn YouTube channel.
They're doing real well. It's nice. It's nice to see somebody local doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he does really good at his reviews on equipment.
I gotta put my glasses on. I can't really see things.
I know it's hard sometimes. He does really good on his reviews of equipment. So,
Brian, I did not see a Bronco with the Ursa Minor, but I have seen the picture of the Ursa Minor top for the Bronco.
Yeah. That looks kind of cool.
Let's see. Skip. Oh no, that's Chad. Chad says he's got one in the shop. Just came in.
The diesel heater.
Oh yeah, yeah, the diesel heaters. Well, damn it, Chad! I've already talked about that. That's how I knew to tell everybody is because I saw your
Lester's
video.
Lester's asking, is it a kit?
Yes, it's all in
or
one.
All in one.
It's like a kit.
All in one. He says in or one. In the middle of there.
Oh, I can't see.
So is it a kit or? Is it all in one?
It's an all in one kit. It's everything's in there. It's all kitted. Hey, wait. That's the word, kitted.
It's Australian for put together or some bullshit like that.
We'll go down the 24/7 four-wheel drive action thing or whatever. It's all kitted.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, we didn't talk about the Tacomazilla.
Is that that big, massive?
That big bastard.
Yeah.
It's the one that's supposed to look like the old Chinook or something. We got somebody wanting to come in that doesn't have a picture.
Hey, here's what I think.
Do we trust? He's got a picture now.
Yeah.
We're about to bring him on.
Here's what I think about that Tacozilla thing.
You don't like the Tacozilla thing?
To me, it's pointless. It's a cool concept.
Yeah.
But why would you pay $125,000 or $150,000 for that when you could buy one of those bigger Earth Cruisers for about the same price? And you ain't
okay. I'm not ready to talk about this with you. You're aggravating me already. Already aggravate me. All right, but we do have, without further delay,
is it Holloway?
Midland himself.
Zach's
bring
here.
Zach on.
I thought it was going to be Chris or something.
Zach!
Hey, gentlemen. Sorry for the
What's
bad game
on?
With you.
No, you're fine. Are you
my
at
flight got
the
delayed
airport?
An hour, and I was expecting to be at the hotel right now. I'm just getting my rental car. So luckily I've got our VP of sales, Bob Jaley. He's going to be driving, and we're almost saddled up. So I didn't want you guys to have to wait any longer. So I thought
Is awesome.
Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to a porn convention? What's going on here?
Yeah,
What's with that mustache?
You like it? It's new.
It's awesome.
Wait, stop. He looks like Grant.
He does kind of look like Grant.
I get Freddie Mercury a lot because I'm
that'd be one I'd steer away from if I were you.
yeah, Freddie Mercury is what I usually get, but I'm a bit chubbier than Freddie, so
there you go.
Distinction.
There you go. Well, how was your flight?
Flight was good. The only issue was it got delayed an hour, and I was already at the airport, so I had to sit around a little bit, but. Yeah, we're here in New Orleans getting ready to drive to Baton Rouge for the KOA Expo.
All right, on.
Campgrounds of America. They've got a lot of radio users who want to come represent Midland and introduce the ones who aren't aware of us to the product.
Right on.
Wow,
right
cool.
On. Right on. So you guys are about to jump in the car.
Yes, hopefully we'll have a car pulling up here soon, and I'll jump in and can set my camera a little more stable and
listen, if you get in a Jeep, just turn the damn camera off. We'll do this another time. We won't be able to hear you. We won't be able to hear you.
I didn't ask, but I assumed you guys were Toyota guys.
Shit, oh, no. Not even a Toyota.
No, not even. No.
What do you guys drive?
Lee, you go first.
I have a Chevy Colorado.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I've got a Nissan Frontier Pro 4X.
Okay, so you're not in either club. You
no, yeah.
Or your own.
We steer away from the norm. We just like to be different. That's all.
Did I hear you were getting to drive the Midland Jeep around?
Yeah, so we've got a few different Jeeps. We have our own Jeep that we bought and we took on tour this summer. We went to 13 events. I got to drive that one a couple weeks ago. And it's a 2021, I think, JL Wrangler. We've got 35s on it, decent suspension. The mech magnets, mm-hmm. with Midland display on it. Nice. And then we also attend several Jeep Jamboree events. I know you guys don't like Jeep, but we go.
Oh, no. Look, we like them all. We just
we like them all. We just like to give somebody.
We just talk shit. That's what we
good
do.
For. It's good for radio and TV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we have two Jeeps that we are sponsor drivers. They're actually my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law. They've got a JL Wrangler 2021, and then they've got a Gladiator. I think it's a 2019, and we've got that on 37-inch tires with like a 3-inch suspension. And I've got to drive all of them, and they're a lot of fun.
Now, wait a minute. I can't pass this up. Did you say that your in-laws are your sponsored vehicles?
Yeah, it was just kind of random.
How in the hell does that work?
You know, it was kind of random. My in-laws have been going for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Before I started working at Midland.
Oh,
and
really?
We had like sporadic attendance, like with different people that we had kind of relationships with. And we wanted a more steady sponsor. And so I told my in-laws go. They want to go to more. And I let, you know, management talk with them, vetted them out, and it all ended up working really well. I think we went
that's
to 12
pretty cool.
events this year.
That's
cool.
Pretty awesome. No, see, it's like those little stories. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? How does that happen? And then you find out, yeah, it's something pretty cool. So that's awesome. Now, how did you get hooked up with Midland? How did all that happen?
Well, I
mean,
was
you
working...
kind of mentioned a little bit about, you know, your in-laws, but how did your involvement get hooked in that?
Yeah, so I was working with an industrial safety company. I've been in product management for years in the rail industry and then with industrial safety. And then, you know, when COVID came around, the company I was with for 3 years, they decided to get rid of their entire product management team. So I thought I'd be safe. You know, I knew that there was going to be some layoffs. I thought I'd be safe because my product line was doing well. But apparently the whole product management had to go. But luckily, you know, I took that day off after getting laid off. And I called my recruiter. He's like, hey, I got the perfect thing for you. I was interviewing with Midland the next day, and they offered me a job within 48 hours. So,
That's pretty badass.
You took one day off after all that bullshit. I'd have been like, I'm gonna have to drink for a week.
Yeah, no, you know, it's interesting because I've never been in that situation.
Yeah,
it always performed pretty well, and
it has nothing to do with that, man. Sometimes someone gets let go.
Yeah, that's the corporate world.
Luckily,
yeah. Midland's pretty small. We're not a big corporate company.
Yeah.
You know, we've got about 50, 55 U.S. employees. So,
which blows my mind because you guys do an unbelievable job with, you know, who you partner with and who you reach out to and, you know, all the different influencers. Because I see your stuff everywhere. You know, so you guys really have knocked it out of the park. Being a smaller company, but looking like you're, dude.
You know, a lot of credit goes to our director of marketing and our social media specialist, Olivia, and the director of marketing is Andrew.
Yeah, Olivia is awesome. That's who I talk to often.
Yeah, even before I, you know, started here, they took this guerrilla marketing approach, right, where they do it all through social media and, you know, minimal paid ads to, like, just create this brand and niche. And it's taken off and it gives us a huge presence. And we've got, I think, 300 some influencers with 10 million like 10 million followers. So it's really improved our reach and our brand. And it's a lot of their hard work.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, me and all my friends are part of it. You know, it's just like every time I turn around, one of us is posting the Midland Post. So it's like, yeah, that's us. That's what we do. So I've been happy with mine. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Lee has had some bullshit happen to him with some Midlands in the past.
It happens. It's just a manufactured product.
I think it's just Lee. I mean, he's kind of a moron, so it could be.
Oh, yeah. I'm technically challenged. I'm so I've had. Yeah.
No,
tell me a little bit about Lee. I'm curious. I'm the product guy, so I like to hear these stories.
Let's see. One of the 275s basically caught fire into the back seat. The other two just
have it, was it in the DC, like the cigarette charger?
No. It was actually the unit itself. I damn near burned my hand, the skin off my hand, trying to get it out of there before it had a complete meltdown. And why the fuse didn't blow, I have no idea. But, And then the other two, I just like my third one is just finally just took bit the dust. So I can't explain it. I'm not going to sit here and paint this rosy picture and tell you that I'm easy on products, because I'm not. I'm hell on shit. So
well, I was going to say, I've definitely heard of issues, you know, a person having one issue. So I'm starting to think maybe it's you, Lee.
Yeah, it probably is.
That's what I was telling you.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'm down 275s and whatever the 40 or 50 watt one, whatever it is, the big one. But that's okay. Things happen.
So what do you have right now?
Nothing. Handheld.
Handheld. Okay. Well, Lee, I'm gonna hook you up, and probably you, Michael,
It's out in the truck, but I got a couple of handhelds. And I will say, there is a question real quick, since we're talking about handhelds.
Yeah.
I like the handhelds. They've done well. The drawback is the battery life on them. That's the only thing I could say. I mean, they sound good. They've been reliable.
The reach is good
on them. But I just, you know, the battery, I don't know why. And I've tried to, you know, use low channels. So we're doing a low power exchange because we're in close proximity of each other. So we don't use, you know, there's no sense in using the high wattage, but I still can run the batteries down on them and hurt. Well, Michael and I did when we were going on the last trip.
Yeah, we were going through multiple radios a day because we had the issue with his radio.
Yeah.
So I don't even, we've got like, I think 15 handheld radios. And I can guess which one you have. You've got the GXT-1000, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. So that was impressive.
I don't know if that was impressive or scary.
you're absolutely right. The GXT-1000, I mean, it's an older product, and the battery life is a big complaint about it. And we're looking to come out with a higher-tier product that has better battery life.
Yeah.
But that's why we offer that GXT-1000 at the $69.99 price point.
Right.
You know, it's a good value. You get a lot of power out of it. It's one downfall is, you know, the battery doesn't last as long as
right.
we like it to, especially on high power.
Yeah.
We have a question in the chat that's related to this, and I think this is where Lee was going. Lester Skip, which we love and refer to as Lester, was asking a question. When are you guys going to make a GMRS handheld USB rechargeable?
Ooh, that's a great question.
So when you say USB rechargeable, you mean like from USB to micro USB?
Yeah, so you just plug it into your car USB, you know, and let it charge.
Yeah, because most of the recharging things that we have in the cab of the vehicle are going to be USB ports.
So we have those. Our okay. X-Talkers, our T31, T51, T61, and T71 are all USB to micro USB. We're going to come out, and I can't say much about it, but with a high-powered product that has better battery life and USB-C charging. So we'll have, you know, the rapid charging.
Isn't that the 275, the new version? No, well, that's the base.
I'm talking about, yeah, for a handheld portable. And it will also be repeater capable. So I think I can't say much more about it, even though I told you pretty much all the features.
Okay. Well, that sounds. Uh-oh. Are you in the Jeep? Did you get in the Jeep?
We are actually. It's been a crazy trip, you know, with the flight delay and everything. But we are actually in a 15-person passenger van. It was the last rental car they had left.
Dude, so you know what their excuse is, right, Michael? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to stop by the titty bar, and they're going to have a party.
Fill that bus up.
Yes, sir. They're fixing to have them a mobile bang bus.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Here's the deal. Here, we get in trouble sometimes. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's always Lee's fault.
If you're a good Christian guy, I apologize.
Hashtag it's always Lee's fault, or it's Lee's fault, or something like that.
It's okay.
I am not. I'm Christian. I am good, but I'm not
perfectly
offended or
okay. Good.
All right, then you fit right along. You're totally in your company.
We just do it for radio and TV. That's all. It's harmless. I mean,
we're big teddy bears outside. Yes, yeah. Totally.
But actually, you guys have a good idea, and I'm glad my wife's not watching the podcast because I may follow through on that. That's a plan.
Hey, all I gotta say is video or pictures or it didn't happen.
Never happened. Yeah, or never happened.
Absolutely.
Right on. So So what's it been like since you've been with Midland? I mean, you've kind of been traveling around quite a bit. So was I right when you got to drive the Jeep kind of around the country a little bit?
No. So I didn't drive through the Havas tour. We actually hired a PR agency and we trained them.
Okay.
Provided some training and we sent people to several of the events from Midland.
Gotcha.
But it was an outside PR firm that coordinated it and drove the Jeep for us. A gentleman named Nick Bravo. He's on, you can catch him a lot on our Instagram and
Nick LinkedIn Bravo.
Instagram. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's the perfect name.
Yeah.
It's like Johnny Bravo. Name. Remember Johnny Bravo?
He's actually really fit. So he might be a superhero. I don't know.
He might be a superhero. That's too funny.
Oh god.
But Lee, I was saying earlier, I didn't get to finish. I'm gonna send you guys a couple things and you can't talk about it. You probably know what they are. There's been a lot of buzz about us coming out with the new product for a couple of years now, a micromobile product, and I've got some samples of it and I'd like for you to try them out since you are out of micromobiles right now. So I'll send it to you. I'll ask you not to put anything on your, you know, social media yet. But you guys can test this out for us and see what you think.
Will you give us the go ahead when we can post? And that way we, okay, because well, I mean we'll take shots of it and Michael did a fantastic one when he was in his tux. When was that? A few weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, it was
a month ago maybe. Yeah, he was in his tux and he was using his
going to a black tie event
and he's using his Midland in his truck. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you. We'd be happy to send you any feedback you need. Just make sure you let us know how we can email you so we can, you know.
Do you know? Do you have an idea of when the release date will be?
So, you know, I've got a lot of excuses to say why I can't give a solid date.
That's fine. I understand.
But the big one is, I'm sure everybody's aware of the logistics crisis, the container crisis, and it's affecting us too, and it's hard to get a specific date from anybody,
gotcha,
including our freight forwarder. But soon,
we're hoping. Well, what I want to do is when it comes out and when you're ready to go live, then let's have you back on and try to get it right with when around that date's going to happen, and then go live and talk about. We'll have time to have experienced a little bit, so we can ask questions if we have any more, and we can, you know, just kind of go from there and launch it, you know, and say, hey, look, everybody, it's live. Go there right now and click the button and buy it. So we'd love to be able to do that for you guys whenever it's time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you just send me your addresses, email me your addresses, right when I get back from the KOA event, I'll send it
right on.
To you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll do that.
I have to say the KOA event, that's going to be kind of interesting. I would think that you are probably going to capitalize heavily off of handheld, you know, a two pack or a three pack for a lot of those folks that have traditional bigger RVs, not like what we have where we have rooftop tents and things like that. But I think you're going to capitalize off a lot of those, you know, three pack systems. Like I'm looking at some on your website right now, for those folks to help each other back up their campers, you know, the wife gets out and the husband's backing up and that kind of stuff. So I think that's going to be a huge place for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've actually, so we haven't until recently, specifically targeted RV, but there are some really compelling use cases for RV with not just the walkie talkie, but also the micromobile. And so the last event I was at, with Bob Jelly, I'm going to introduce you to Bob real quick. So
hey, Bob.
He's my partner on this trip.
How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay now that we finally got some wheels. I mean, this was the last vehicle they had. It's a 15-passenger van.
I love it.
Crazy. It's a party bus.
Hey, like you said. Hey, listen, he needs to put up my hat on because this ain't driving Miss Daisy. It's driving Mr. Mack.
Yeah. So we've got Bob here. And Bob's been in radio
83.
It's his voice. I was like,
why
dude,
isn't
you guys
he, yeah you
TV
need to be
waiting to happen right
no
now.
Kidding
so yeah, he's forgotten more about radio than I've ever known, but he'll be here. He's driving us
now. Now I feel like, because we don't know anything about radio.
Maybe we need
when
to
it
have...
comes to when it comes to the communications. I mean, I've got my Midland and I don't know. I mean, it works and I love it, but I don't know when it comes to, you know, when you're supposed to take the test, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'll be honest. I just haven't dived enough into all that stuff to know what to do. Well,
there is no test for the GMRS. You just pay the fee. Just so you're lucky there. Just a fee. Yeah, you don't have to take a test. All right,
I'm lucky because I wouldn't be taking their test. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, the ham is the test, the one that requires a test. But, you know, we're not too big into hams. In fact, we recently discontinued our one ham product that we had.
Well, I felt like a lot of my old ham friends were switching because they just said it was just easier.
Last name is Jay. Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah. GMRS is kind of a
thank you, a
nice sweet spot, right? You know, you get a lot of range, a lot of power, a lot of features, and you don't
this
have
was
to
the
do
last
too
car
much,
they
you
had.
Know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, during COVID, I'm sure that you guys did you guys notice the huge numbers of people that were actually camping and getting out? I mean, I'm sure you've got a bunch of new, you know, Midland users and GMRS users out there. Have you guys noticed a big spike since that, or has it been just your regular growth that you kind of foresaw, or was it unexpected? I guess is what I'm getting at.
I can say that REIs probably those customers are probably, well, they're definitely outdoors. They're probably camping, and their sales rose on our GMRS two-way 25% in the last year.
Really? Wow, that's
Michael and I camp a little bit. That's about it.
Yeah, we camp for it once in a while.
Yep.
So working on half a year camping.
I'm almost 6 months.
A lot of prepping. Yeah. Am I cutting out a little bit? I'm sorry. We're just leaving the garage. So
no, it's okay.
We'll you're actually out. Doing. I'm surprised it's doing as well as it's doing.
It's doing really good. Yeah, I think I'm on night 172 nights this year.
You better hustle it up, dude.
I'm trying. I got to get that 183.
Dude, I'm going to be so embarrassed if you don't make it.
Oh, God. Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Dude.
Like, I got to have – Zach, I'm shooting for 6 months camping this year.
What did we say? It was 163?
Yeah.
Or 183?
183. So I got 171 or 72 nights already. So I'm going for 183 nights. That puts me at 6 months of the year camping.
So, he says this as he has one of the most bougiest looking, you know, podcast backgrounds, radio show backgrounds in all of
whatever.
Where do you live at that you can do that much camping?
I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What?
Well, it's a shithole. I can tell you that right now. But I don't stay here. I leave. So I think I did 15 states this year. And I did all the expos except for East. And so, yeah, I did Salt Lake. I did Michael and I did Mountain West. But, yeah, I'm at 171, I think.
It's impressive.
That's fantastic, man. And you do real camping. You're not like in an RV where you
got yeah, no. Well, let's back up.
Well, I have an Alu cab on my Colorado, and I pull an Opus.
So he's a little more bougie than.
But now, in all fairness, Zach, I pull the Opus for Opus, so I carry
he's
it to
a lot more bougie.
Whatever.
Then
so I carry the trailer mostly just to the shows for them, and then to do marketing stuff like go out and take pictures, or we do our film crew. You know, the Black Elk Media guys go with us and shoot adventure runs and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Well, that's fantastic, man. I can't imagine that. Are you married? Your wife lets you get away with all that?
Right.
That's how I stay married.
That's his excuse. That's his excuse for staying married.
She packs my bags. She goes to the store and gets my food and then makes all my meals to get me
She'll
started.
She'll contact us, the people that camp with him sometimes, and say, hey, you guys need to go camping.
Keep him out a day or two more.
He's been home for a week. I need him gone.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get back to Midland. Now we're here to talk about Midland, not me camping for 6 months.
Right on.
Well,
so let me ask a couple of questions for people out there. Like if somebody's just getting into overlanding and they're starting to go with some groups and they want to have the communication, what is something that, and you kind of understand what it is that we do as overlanders, what would be a good entry level radio for them to get into?
You know, we have a very entry level one called the MXT-105B. It's 5 watts, but I would recommend, you know, if you're making the investment to have an overlanding vehicle, I would recommend paying the extra $50 to go to our mid tier, which is the MXT-275. That one is a cool unit because you've got the hideaway. The actual radio is hideaway, so you can put it under your seat. It saves room. All the controls are on the mic. You get good range out of it. It's easy to install. You just plug it into your cigarette charger, right? And so I think that's the idea, micromobile. And then for handhelds, I really like the T71 VP3 because you get the USB-C charging. Okay. That benefit, especially when you're on the road in the car, to be able to charge it with the USB-C, it's a big benefit.
Okay, that's the Xtalker T71 VP3. Okay, it's a pair of handhelds, has a charging base, and guys, it's only $79.99.
Yep. And it boasts more power than the GXT-1000, but we find in practical applications the GXT-1000 does get more range. So even though gotcha. It's tested for a further distance, that's in optimal conditions. In real life circumstances, you'll get more out of the GXT-1000.
And I will say this, the handhelds got me through almost 6 months of the year.
See, I mean, that's the part that we weren't telling Zach, that like these things get used. They're not like most people where you put them away and you get them out, you know, a couple times a month maybe. He's using his.
I can tell you that this last one, the 40-watt micromobile, it probably took its dive when somebody jumped in the front seat, I'm almost positive, and slammed a tripod, metal tripod, went right up against it. So I'm pretty sure that's where it took a dive.
I don't think that was me.
No, it wasn't you.
Okay, good. Wow, you know, I was getting nervous for a minute.
I don't know enough of the technical reasons why that might mess it up. But you mentioned it may have thrown off the heat sink or something, you know.
Well,
yeah, it may just knock the shit
way,
out of it.
Either way, it just said, "I'm done."
Yeah,
it's all right. I always carry the handhelds with me because, honest to gosh, they've just like I told you earlier, those things have been a champ. They just want them to. I'd like to have them plugged in constantly to the USB power source, so they're, you know, all the time being charged, but.
Hey, and Jared Cook says hi.
Oh yeah,
oh, Jared. Yeah.
So right.
You guys work with Jared a lot?
We talk to everybody.
You know, the thing about Jared is he's kind of like a wart. Once he shows up, he just kind of grows on you and he keeps growing and you can't get rid of him. So I mean, we just, you know, you adopt him.
He's a good guy. He's very local to us.
Oh, and, I think he's a fan. Fantastic guy, and his charitable cause is fantastic too.
So yeah, Ashley had commented earlier.
He does some photography.
Oh,
Ashley,
does he?
Sorry guys, hold on. I'm jumping in the middle of stuff. Ashley had commented on this earlier. You guys do this constantly, and what she was referring to was how many breaking news. We've got things about to come out.
Oh yeah.
Things we like during the More Expo, we were up to like 20 something, 20,
33, brother.
33.
Yeah.
33 breaking news story things.
Heard it there first.
Yeah. Heard it there first. Anyway, sorry.
Keep in mind, Zach, I think has a little bit of a delay. So sorry to those of you listening or watching. I think he has a little delay on us. So he's
driving around in his Ferrari.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can.
I don't know if you guys can hear me. You're cutting out a little bit, but tell me about Ashley. What her comment was?
She was talking about how we break stories here on this show often, like a new release of something, or we're going to have something come out soon. So she was just saying that we tend to do this constantly.
Well,
now Lee's walking away. I don't know what Lee's. He's got a sick kid though, so that may be his thing. But anyway, are you able to hear me now? I know that you're actually on the road now.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I can hear you now. just a couple times. Okay. You cut out a little bit. So if I miss something, I apologize. Like I said, I was, if not for the flight delay, I would be in my hotel by now, but,
Try
to make the best.
Well, Zach, I really appreciate it. I know it's not easy to do this driving around. But is there anything that, that you wanted to share with everybody out there, you know, share where you're going to be this weekend. And if you guys have anything on the horizon coming out other than what you've already said, you can't really talk about yet.
Yeah. So we tend not to give too much information, but we have a lot on the horizon, and it's actually probably going to come in a flood. You know, once the logistic crisis clears up, you're going to see a lot of things back to back coming out
right
that
on.
Have been frequently asked for. The first thing that will be coming will be, and I think pretty much everybody knows what it is. You know, we get comments on it all the time because we've been promoting it somewhat like back and forth for 2 years. But you know, very soon we're hoping for the holidays we can have that available. And then early next year, there's going to be a wave of really cool products. I'm going to be really excited to jump back on here with you guys and introduce, including, you know, handhelds and some accessories for the micromobile that you might not have thought about that are going to be extremely useful for overlanding, off-roading, farming, all kinds of applications.
Right on.
Wireless microphones.
Calm down.
So maybe a little further down the road, but that's probably something you can expect, you know?
Right on.
You heard it here first.
Lee's a snake. He knows things.
He's a sharp guy. I mean, everything's going Bluetooth and wireless, and we've got to get there eventually, right? It's radio, but we got to get there eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're pretty pumped. Hey, man, we run usually about an hour, and of course, you're driving around. We don't want to make it any more uncomfortable for you, but we're going to have you on again soon, you know, especially whenever you get to talk about the new products that are coming out. Can't wait to get you back. Zach, thanks for so much for coming on. Guys, make sure that you check them out on Instagram. It's Midland USA, and Facebook the same, all the different social medias. It's all Midland USA. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, Zach, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. Lee, thank you for, I don't really know what you did this time because I'm the one that pushed all the buttons.
Listen,
but I appreciate you being here.
I had to get it going tonight because you weren't there, obviously. And
that was
Zach, funny.
Dude, Zach, you missed it, Zach. He came on the stream right as I hit the live button before I put my picture on there. And Lee usually starts the show, so I just let him, because I was the one in control, I just let him on the screen without him knowing that he was live.
Yeah, no,
and at first
funny.
He's just kind of looking around, and he's like, oh, crap, I guess I better talk.
Yeah. Zach, good luck at the KOA event this week, and I wish you guys lots of success and safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Zach, awesome. It was real nice having you on. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it.
Awesome. All right. So everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. And whatever you do, make sure.